Tori Petri here in Allen Park with Lions General Manager Bob Quinn. Bob, today was a big day for you and your organization. You introduced Matt Patricia as the head coach. You talked about it at that press conference, about your relationship with him when you were both in New England. How did that relationship influence your decision to bring him here?
It definitely influenced it. I mean, those are a lot of years and a lot of hours spent together. So it's one of those things where you can't ever not think about that when you interview someone. Like, I spent a lot of time in the building with that guy. But really, I had to think back and go through each candidate that we interviewed and make sure I was being objective to the whole thing and making sure, you know, we went through, like Rod mentioned, we went through the same questions with each candidate. And I wanted to be objective and make sure Matt's answers kind of were the best answers of the crew. And I think as we got through the second interview with Matt, it was clear that, you know, we aligned on a lot of things.
What was it about that second interview that stood out to you that made you think, okay, this is definitely my guy?
Just the alignment, just being on the same page. You know, we're going to be able to get on the same page about personnel very quickly, I think. You know, we have a huge vault of players that both of us know and have evaluated together at some point that we can really make sure that we hit on some of the mid-round, low-level free agents, maybe low-cost in free agency that, you know, if you don't have that vault, you can't make comparisons. And I think comparisons nowadays are really huge, so we can kind of place a role for that player going forward.
Sure. Now, you talked about that relationship between you guys going forward. What is it you feel about him will be able to take this team to the next level, as you've said? What specifically about him?
I think his leadership. I think his intelligence are two of the biggest things. I think the first time he steps in front of the team, the guys are going to know that he's in charge. They're going to know that he has a great plan for whether it's a practice session, whether it's a game plan week. He's going to be very prepared. And I think he's going to be, you know, provide some unique perspective into, you know, situational football, like I've talked about. And I think the guys are going to really respect him from the onset.
You've talked before about how the carpet between the general manager's office and the head coach's office is pretty well worn. How unique will that particular relationship be here with the history that you two have?
Yeah, I'll probably get worn out a little bit more. might have to get that replaced. But, I think it's something that we're going to be joined at the hip for a long, you know, for every day of the year, trying to get this team, you know, pointed in the right direction, whether it's, you know, personnel things in the off season, whether it's roster management during the season. And I think Matt, you know, as a first-time head coach, is going to have to, you know, make sure his daily routine has a lot of me in it. And we've talked about that, and our relationships are going to be probably even stronger as time goes. But I think there's a very common theme of what we want to get accomplished and how we're going to do it. So I think it should be pretty seamless.
A lot has been made about how hard it's been for former Belichick assistants to find success at the head coaching level.
Sure.
How did you weigh that when you were interviewing Matt Patricia?
Yeah, I think you look back, and I think each individual case is different. And I think, you know, Matt is similar to some of those guys, and but Matt's his own man. That's the thing. One thing that he did say is, I'm not going to try to be anyone else except for myself. And I think that was really a key to his comments earlier, that I think some guys in the past tried to do everything the same exact way. And I mentioned this 2 years ago when I came here, that I'm not going to try to replicate, you know, A to Z, everything we did in Foxborough. I think that's not fair. But I tried to do, you know, learn from those things that we did and take the things that I think can be implemented here. I think Matt will do the same thing.
Under Matt's leadership, how close do you feel like this team is to reaching that next level you want to reach?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of work to do. I think, you know, Matt basically just got in the building a couple hours ago. So that's something that we're going to map out here. And, you know, Matt has to take a really hard look at the players on this team. I mean, he just coached his last game a couple days ago. So I know he hasn't had the opportunity to watch as much Lions film as he probably needs to watch, and I know he's going to hit that the ground running probably here in the next couple hours. So once he gets that evaluation done on his own, then we'll obviously come together with me and my staff and his staff and kind of set the course.
What are the challenges that come with kind of starting this process a little bit later than some other teams who had to go through the coaching search?
Yeah, the one good thing is Matt's been in this position before, not as a head coach, but as an assistant. They're used to playing late into January or into February, so I think he has a calendar in mind of how we should approach the next couple weeks to months, getting ready for the draft, getting ready for free agency, and obviously getting his schedule together for the offseason program and the OTAs.
Well, best of luck in the next steps of this process.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Of course, that's Bob Quinn for DetroitLions.com. I'm Tori Petri.